Patient name Brianna. That's B-R-E-A-N-N-A. Last name Null, N-U-L-L. Date of birth, 3/16 of 99. Date of service, 3/8 of 24. This is a 24-year-old female patient. She's here with a complaint of a rash. She's got it on her right lower calf. She says it seems to be spreading a bit. It was also on the posterior side of her right thigh as well. She states that she believes it's also starting on her left wrist. Period, new paragraph. No other issues verbalized. Blood pressure 119 over 67, pulse 69, respirations 18, temperature 98.3, oxygenation 100% on room air. Current weight 148, allergies to Tamiflu, current medication, birth control, medical history. She has a seizure disorder. She's doing well. Surgical history to the right ankle and cholecystectomy. Social history, negative for drugs, alcohol, smoking. Period, new paragraph. On examination, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed. She's well-groomed. She's not in any distress. HEENT is largely unremarkable. Neck is soft, no lipodynopathy. Heart positive, S1 positive, S2, regular rate and rhythm, no murmurs. Lungs are clear to auscultation. Abdomen is soft, non-tender. Examination of the areas in question, referring to the rash, the lower extremity, right lower extremity, there is several areas that resemble a tinea-type rash, a fungal infection. We will treat that accordingly also on her left wrist as well. Period, new paragraph, assessment and plan. Tinea rash. Patient will receive Lamisil 250, 1 POQ day times 30 days, and also she'll be getting two creams, nystatin cream and triamcinolone 0.1%. She will mix both of those before applying it to the individual lesions. I reviewed this with her. She's going to monitor her symptoms, return to clinic, or call me if needed.